Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Sony Group Corporation. Today, we're diving deep into one of the giants in the entertainment and tech space. Most of you probably already know Sony for its iconic PlayStation consoles, cutting-edge cameras, and blockbuster movies, so I won't bore you with the basics. Instead, let's talk about what's been happening with Sony lately, unpack their strengths and weaknesses, and figure out what opportunities and threats lie ahead for long-term investors like us. Grab a coffee, let's get into it. General overview and recent performance. Sony Group Corporation, a powerhouse in the consumer electronics and entertainment sectors, operates across gaming, music, film, and imaging technologies. They're a global player, headquartered in Japan, with a massive workforce and a market cap that reflects their heavyweight status in the industry. Looking at recent performance, Sony has shown some solid numbers over various timeframes. Their stock has posted decent gains over the past year, and even stronger returns when you zoom out to a 5-year horizon, outperforming many peers in the consumer electronics space. However, shorter-term trends like the past month or 3 months show a bit of volatility, something we'll dig into as we discuss what's driving the stock right now. On the news front, there's a lot to unpack. Sony's latest earnings call for FY 2023 revealed record-high consolidated sales, driven by strong performance in gaming and entertainment. But not everything is rosy. There are whispers of challenges in certain segments and concerns about macroeconomic headwinds. Let's break this down further as we move into the SWOT analysis and see how these factors play into Sony's long-term potential. SWOT analysis. Strengths. Dominant market position in key segments. Sony is a leader in gaming with PlayStation, a juggernaut that continues to drive massive revenue. Their imaging solutions, like cameras and sensors, are also top tier, giving them a strong foothold in high-growth tech areas. Record financial performance. As highlighted in the FY 2023 earnings call, Sony achieved record-high sales with significant contributions from gaming and entertainment. Revenue growth has been robust, and net income figures show they're not just growing, but also maintaining profitability. Strong margins and cash flow. Looking at key metrics, Sony's gross profit margin and net profit margin are healthy, reflecting efficient operations. Their free cash flow yield is also impressive, signaling they've got the cash to reinvest or reward shareholders through dividends or buybacks. Diversified revenue streams. From gaming to music to movies, Sony's product segments are well diversified. Geographic revenue data shows they're not overly reliant on one region, with strong sales across North America, Europe, and Asia, reducing risk from localized downturns. Weaknesses: short-term volatility. While long-term performance looks solid, Sony's stock has experienced some choppiness in the short term, with weaker performance over the past month and quarter. This could signal investor uncertainty or broader market pressures impacting sentiment. Debt levels. Sony's debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth keeping an eye on. Balance sheet data shows a notable amount of total liabilities, and while they've got the cash to manage it, high debt can limit flexibility during economic downturns. Segment-specific challenges. Despite overall strength, the FY 2023 earnings call hinted at underperformance in certain areas. Not all segments are firing on all cylinders, and management flagged some operational hurdles that could weigh on growth if not addressed. Valuation concerns. Sony's current price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to industry averages. Even looking at forward PE estimates, while they suggest some moderation, it still raises questions about whether the stock is priced for perfection. Opportunities. Innovation and CapEx payoff. Sony's capital expenditure, as seen in their cash flow statements, is heavily focused on tech and content development. Investments in next-gen gaming and imaging could solidify their leadership and drive future revenue spikes. Gaming and entertainment growth. With gaming still a massive growth driver, especially post-pandemic, Sony has a clear runway to capitalize on trends like cloud gaming and VR. Their entertainment arm, including movies and music, also benefits from streaming demand, a trend that's not slowing down anytime soon. Geographic expansion. Revenue data by region shows room to grow in emerging markets. If Sony can tap deeper into areas with rising consumer spending, they could unlock new streams of growth over the long haul. Favorable industry trends. Compared to sector performance, Sony is well positioned to ride tailwinds in consumer electronics and digital entertainment. Industry metrics show steady growth over multiple timeframes, and Sony's diversified portfolio aligns perfectly with these trends. Threats. Macroeconomic headwinds. As mentioned in the earnings call, Sony isn't immune to broader economic challenges. Inflation, currency fluctuations, and supply chain disruptions could squeeze margins or delay product rollouts, especially in their hardware-heavy segments. Intense competition. The consumer electronics and entertainment spaces are cutthroat. Rivals in gaming, like Microsoft with Xbox, and in imaging tech are constantly innovating, which could erode Sony's market share if they don't stay ahead of the curve. Regulatory and industry risks. Sony operates in a heavily regulated space, especially in content and tech. Any shifts in data privacy laws or antitrust scrutiny could impact operations or force costly adjustments. Currency and market risks. With significant international revenue, Sony faces exposure to forex volatility. A stronger yen or weaker demand in key markets like the US or Europe could dent their bottom line, as flagged in recent financial summaries. Insights and key takeaways. All right, let's tie some of this together before we wrap up. Sony's a fascinating play for long-term investors because they've got undeniable strengths. Think PlayStation's dominance and their knack for innovation. But I've got to be real with you. That short-term volatility and elevated valuation make me pause. Are we paying too much for growth that might not materialize if macro conditions worsen? On the flip side, their cash flow and diversified revenue give me confidence they can weather storms better than many peers. One thing I'm watching closely is how their CapEx translates into market share gains over the next few years, especially in gaming and imaging. If they nail that, we could see some serious upside. Also, keep an eye on those forward PE ratios. If they trend lower while earnings grow, that could signal a buying window for patient investors. Conclusion. So, what's the outlook for Sony Group Corporation from a long-term investment perspective? I'd say it's cautiously optimistic. They've got the brand power, financial muscle, and innovation pipeline to remain a leader in their space. But risks like competition and economic uncertainty mean you've got to stay sharp. Sony is a stock worth having on your radar, especially if you believe in the enduring demand for gaming and digital entertainment. But timing and price entry will be key. Don't chase it if the valuation gets too frothy. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Sony in the comments. Let's keep the conversation going. See you in the next one.